Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah here. We're holding Mishnah Chelek Daled, and B'ezras Hashem, today we will be learning Daf Reish Lamed Zayin of an Aleph. We are continuing to learn the halachas of Iruvei Chatzeros. We pick up today two lines off the bottom in the Shulchan Aruch on Reish Lamed Vav Amud Beis, in the middle of Simen Shin Ayin Sif Ches. Sif Hey. I'm sorry, my apologies. Simen Shin Ayin Sif Hey. Today's share again is going to be an audio only share. Our learning today should be a schus for Achinu Kobeis Yisrael, Hanasunim Batzara Ubashivya, Ha'imdim Bein Bayom, Bein Bayabasha, Hamakim, Irachim, Aleihim, Vietziam, Mitzara, Lirvacha. May I fail a la Euro, Vishiba la Gula, Hashtaba Golov, his man Kariv and Emar Amen. Our learning should be as Chusra Fu Shalema for Achia Godel, Mishabe, and Esther Fradel, Yitzchak Ben Sien, Bedusha, Rivka Bashira Lea, Chavadasa Basrael Zosero, and Yeshua Levi Ben Ahuva Malkechana. They should all have Rafu Shalema, Besaych Shar Chayla Yisrael. Before I begin the shir today, again, I'm running a few days ahead, so when I reference current events, when you listen to this, you may be listening to something that's several days old. I know that there's been a lot going on in the news regarding the situation in the Middle East and the situation in Eretz Yisrael. I just want to remind everyone, if you listen to the news, and I'm not saying that you should, if you're listening to the news, if you're reading up on the news, don't allow yourself to get disturbed by what you hear, by what people are doing, by what policymakers are deciding and what they're saying, etc., etc. Keep your focus on the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who's pulling everybody's strings. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the one that's deciding what should happen, how it should happen, when it should happen. What is incumbent upon us is to be mispalel, to daven. What's incumbent upon us is to increase our Shmiras HaMitzvahs. What's incumbent upon us is to increase our Limud HaTorah. What's incumbent upon us is to do tshuva for the things that we need to do tshuva for. That's what's incumbent upon us. Another thing that's incumbent upon us, I believe very much nowadays, is to work very hard to increase your Ahavas Yisrael. We have to have, let's remember that one of the main causes of the Churban and the Gullus was Sinas Chinam. Rabbi Isai, there's much too much Sinas Chinam going on nowadays. Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, finds themselves divided into this camp and that camp and the other camp. Rabbi Isai, there are no camps. We are all Klal Yisrael. Every single one of us is a member of Klal Yisrael. We should not be divided into camps. You have to have a tremendous amount of Ahavas Yisrael. The way to reverse the problems of Sinas Chinam is by having Ahavas Chinam. You see another Yid, you have to shower them with love. And it's true, there are Yidden that don't do the right thing. There are Yidden that don't comport themselves in the right way. But that's no reason to be acting in a way that is contrary to Ahavas Chinam. We have to have a tremendous amount of Ahavas Yisrael. That's something that we have to work on very, very hard. Okay, now let's get back to our regularly scheduled broadcast. Reish Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Simen Shin Ayin Sif Hey. We are two lines off the bottom in the middle of the line. V'im Noisin Lehem Pras. So just to give a little bit of a recap of the first halacha that we learned here in Sif Hey. What the Mechaber told us in Sif Hey is a rule that governs when somebody is considered to be one of the diurin of a chatzar, and when he's not considered to be one of the diurin of the chatzar. Of course, that makes a major nafkamina lahalacha. If somebody is considered to be one of the diurin in the chatzar, then if he doesn't contribute to the Aruvei Chatzeros, he's going to aser on everybody else in the chatzar. Because even if they join in Aruvei Chatzeros, if he does not contribute, and he's one of the diurin in the chatzar, now there's multiple entities in the chatzar, and now you're not going to be allowed to be metaltal from the bottom of the chatzar to the chatzar, from the chatzar to the bottom, from one bias to another bias, etc., etc. However, if for some reason somebody, even though he's located in the chatzar, is not considered one of the diurin of the chatzar, then there's no need for him to become part of the Aruvei Chatzeros. And on that note, the Mechaber told us in Sif Hey, what happens if you have somebody who has two homes? There's a home that he's using in one chatzar, and he uses that home for his achila. That's where he eats. Then he has a home in another chatzar. The home in the other chatzer is where he sleeps. That's, and nowadays, I think what most people would call that is, they would say he lives in one chatzer, that's where he goes home at night to sleep, and he eats in another chatzer. Yet halachically, that's not the way it works. Halachically, we go after where he eats. Now, in the context of the halachas of Eruv Chatzeros, this really makes perfect sense, right? Because the whole underpinning of Eruv Chatzeros is that wherever you put your pas, that's where you're considered to be living, right? You have your chatzer with 21 units. We all contribute to a pas. We put that pas in unit number 12. We all live in unit number 12. So really, the whole underpinning of Eruv Chatzeros is that the makom depita garam, it's the place where the pas is, the place where you eat, the place where your food is, that's what rules. That's what determines where you live. So now, if we have somebody who eats his meals in a home in Chatzer A, and he goes home to sleep in a home in Chatzer B, well, makom depita garam. We're going to say that he lives in Chatzer A, because that's where he sleeps. Based on that, the Mechaber told us, what do you do if you have a family, and the father has one home, the father has a home in Chatzer A, but then his sons, they live in a different chatzer. Maybe they live in five different homes in Chatzer B, but they don't eat in their homes in Chatzer B. They eat by their father in Chatzer A. Well, in that case, these five sons are considered to be living in Chatzer A, because that's where they eat. They're not considered to be living in Chatzer B, where they sleep. How does that manifest itself in halacha? Very simple. They're not going to aser, even on the not on the other residents of Chatzer A, not on the other residents of Chatzer B. They're not going to aser on the residents of Chatzer A, because in Chatzer A, they're considered to be part of the father's household. So they're not independent of the father. As long as the father contributes to the Erev in Chatzer A, that's going to cover the five sons. They don't have to make an independent contribution to the Eruv Chatzeros of Chatzer A, so they don't aser on the other residents of Chatzer A. They also don't aser on the other residents of Chatzer B, because even though they go home at night and they sleep in their homes in Chatzer B, they're not considered to be diurin in Chatzer B. So they don't aser on Chatzer A, nor do they aser on Chatzer B. That's the halakha that we learned yesterday at the beginning of Sif Hei. Now the Mechaber tweaks the case a little bit and goes further. Says the Mechaber two lines off the bottom, a little bit past the middle of the line, V'im noisel lehem pras v'oichlim b'bateyem. Let's say what happens is like this. The five sons, who all have homes in Chatzer B, they don't eat by their father in Chatzer A, but they get their income from the father in Chatzer A. So the father sends them food. But where do they eat the food? They eat the food in Chatzer B. Or maybe the father gives them a monetary stipend. Maybe the father gives them a monthly check. And that's how they get all their food. But where do they eat? They eat in Chatzer B. Says the Mechaber, Im noisel lehem pras v'oichlim b'bateyem, if the father gives them their support, pras probably literally, in English, you'd probably translate it as a stipend. V'im noisel lehem pras v'oichlim b'bateyem, if the father is giving the five sons their support, but they're not eating by their father, they're eating in their homes in Chatzer B, well, in that case, oisrim, then they are going to aser on the people in Chatzer B, because now they are considered to be bona fide diurin in Chatzer B. What's the chiddush over here? The chiddush over here is, you might have thought that since they're being supported by the father, even though they're not eating by the father, maybe they still go after the father. Says the Mechaber, no, I don't care that financially they're being supported by the father. I don't even care that the father is giving them their actual food. If they're not eating in his house, if they're eating in their home in Chatzer B, then they are residents of Chatzer B, and they're going to aser on the other residents of Chatzer B. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Katan Mem Dalet. Pras, if the father gives the sons their support, pirish, shehem mekablam hoitzah mibeis avihen, they're receiving a stipend from their father's household. Ve'ein chilek bein kishe mekablam lechem oimois. It makes no difference if they're receiving a financial stipend or they're actually receiving their food. since they're not eating by the father, they're eating in their homes, they are considered residents of the chatzar that they are eating in. Ois kat mem hei, and therefore oisrim al acherim, they will aser on the other residents of chatzar B, where they're sleeping and where they're eating their food that they get from their father. V'hu adin ze al ze kishalei ervu. Now, this took a little while to figure out what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here with this phrase. V'hu adin ze al ze kishalei ervu. These five sons will also aser on each other if there's no iruve katzeros in their chatzar. What does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. Let's say the five sons have five homes in Chatzar B. And besides the five homes that belong to the five sons in Chatzar B, there are another five homes in Chatzar B that belong to other people. So Chatzar B definitely needs an Eruv Chatzeres, right? Now, we're saying that the five sons are independent of the father. Even though they receive a pras from the father, since they eat in their own homes in Chatzar B, they're independent of the father. Mishnah Berurah is reminding us, not only are they independent of the father, they're also independent of each other. How does that halachically manifest itself? Well, let's say Chatzar B does not make it a Ruvei Chatzeres. You might have had a Havamina that if Chatzar B does not make it a Ruvei Chatzeres, so fine. None of the homes in Chatzar B are allowed to transfer between themselves to go from one house to another. They can't transfer from the house to the chatzar, right? But maybe the five brothers, since they're all eating the pras that they receive from their father, maybe they're not considered one unit with the father in chatzar A, but maybe they are considered to be one unit in chatzar B. Maybe all five brothers, right? Reuven lives in house number one, Shimon lives in house number two, Levi lives in house number three, etc., etc. The food that they eat all comes from their father. So there's a unifying factor over here, right? They're all eating the food that they receive from their father. Maybe that serves to unify them in their chatzar. And now maybe we look at chatzar B, and maybe we'll say that the five brothers are one unit, and the other five homes are a different unit. And if they don't make it a Ruvei Chatzeres in that chatzar, maybe the five brothers are allowed to transfer between their homes, because maybe they're one unit. Kamash Malan, the Mishnah Berurah, that no, you don't say that. V'hu adin zal zeki shalei ervu. They aser on the other b'nei chatzar in chatzar B, because they're considered residents of Chatzar B. They also aser on each other, even though they have this unifying factor that they all eat the pras that they get from the father. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitra in Mem Hei, Va'afilu heim darim b'chatzar achas im haviyim. Even if the father and the five sons all live in one chatzar, they all live in Chatzar A. But again, the five sons eat the pras that they receive from their father in their own independent homes. Since they don't eat on the father's table in the father's home, they're considered to be independent de jure. Okay, now the Mechaber tweaks this a little bit. The Mechaber gives a caveat. So remember, what the Mechaber is telling us over here is, if they got a pras from the father, but they don't actually eat in the father's home, they are considered independent of the father. They're also considered independent of each other. Says the Mechaber, Vahani Mili kishen noiste b'neish. You know what? Let me give a little akdama here before we say the Vahani Mili. What we have to realize is that this case where the children are receiving a pras from the father, halakhically, we kind of look at this case as a gray area. What do I mean? Well, on the one hand, the fact that they're receiving a pras from the father and that's the food that they eat, really, that could be looked upon as something that ties them to the father's home and ties them together as one unit. On the other hand, since they don't actually eat in the father's home, we have very strong reason to look at them as being independent from the father and independent from each other, which is what we've said so far. But it still is halachically a gray area. And since it's halachically a gray area, we treat it as such, and it's going to have a caveat. Says the Mechaber, V'hani mili kishe noiste b'nei shara chatzar eruvan b'mokoyim acher. When are we going to consider the five sons to be independent of the father and to be independent of themselves. That's when the other B'nai HaChatzer are putting the Yeruvik Atzerois in one of the other homes in the Chatzer. So again, you have the five sons are in houses 1 through 5. You have a different 5 residents in houses 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Maybe the father is in house number 11. If they're putting the Chatzer in house number 6, one of the houses that belongs not to one of these family members, it belongs to somebody else, then we consider the 5 sons to be completely independent de jure of the Chatzer. Aval, im hayu b'nei shara Chatzer noistim ha'erev be'echad mibatim elu. But let's say the Yeruvik Atzerois is being put in the homes, in the home of one of the 5 sons. In that case, or let's say the 5 sons live in their own little chatzer. There are no other b'nei chatzer. It's only the 5 sons. In that case, says the Mechaber, einam tzrichim la'arev. So you see, on the one hand, we are going to use the unifying factor that they receive a pras from the father and they eat the pras from the father. We're going to use that to a certain extent. So for example, if the 5 sons live in Chatzer B and there's nobody else living in Chatzer B, we're not going to require the 5 sons to make it a Ruvei Chatzeros. We're not going to say that they aser on each other. Why? Because they do have a unifying factor. They all eat a pras that they get from their father. Then we'll look at them as one unit. We won't require them to make it a Ruvei Chatzeros. Also, let's say the 5 sons live in one chatzer, and there are 5 other families that live in that chatzer, and they're making it a Ruvei Chatzeros, but they're putting the Erev in the home of one of the 5 sons. In that case, we're going to look at all of the 5 sons as being one bias, and then they're not going to have to make a contribution to the Erev, because we're going to look at them as being the bias that the Erev is being put in, and the bias that the Erev is put in never has to give a contribution to the Erev. So to that extent, we will use the unifying factor of the pras to make them one bias. But if the 5 sons live in a chatzer together with 5 other independent homes, and they're making it a Ruvei Chatzeros, and the Ruvei Chatzeros is going into one of the other homes, well, in that case, once there's already an established need for an Ruvei Chatzeros, and there's an established need for somebody from the 5 brothers to make a contribution, either a joint contribution or independent contributions, in that case, we're going to view them as being a disparate, independent entities, and they're each going to have to make their own contribution to the Erev. And this is a distinction that we've already seen before. This question of where is the Erev being placed, right? Says the Mishnah Berura, Ois Katan Memvav. The Hanimili, Pirush. What the Mechaber means to say is as follows. Ema Sayam Rinan Chekapalas Pras Enoi Moil. When do we say that we do not look at the fact that the 5 sons are eating a pras from their father? When do we say that we do not view that as an effective unifying factor? That's when kishechutz min ha'achin va'avien hayu oid diurin b'chatzer. That's when there are other families living in this chatzer. V'huskeku le'erev. So this chatzer already needs an Ruvei Chatzeros. V'heinichu ha'isai eitzel achid me'ha diurin. And they're putting the Ruvei Chatzeros in one of the other homes in the chatzer. To azam rinan, because then we say, kishem shesha'arei diurin asri zal zeh im lo'y hayu ma'arvin. The same way, this chatzer definitely needs it a Ruvei Chatzeros, because there are 5 other homes in this chatzer that have nothing to do with each other, and they certainly aser on each other. So this chatzer definitely needs it a Ruvei Chatzeros in Hunami Asri Ahadodi. Once we're establishing that this chatzer needs it a Ruvei Chatzeros, and we're looking at the groups that live in this chatzer as being separate entities, right? The 5 homes that have nothing to do with each other are definitely 5 separate entities, right? So then we look at the 5 brothers as also being separate entities, and they all have to make individual contributions to the Ruvei Chatzeros. Aval kishe'eni ma'am diurin acherim b'chatzer. But if the 5 brothers are the only ones who live in the chatzer, So there are no other separate entities in the chatzer. Heim ba'atzman ein maskikin la'eruv. They do not have to make it eruv chatzeros if they're the only ones who live there, because then we will give value to the unifying factor that they're all eating a pras that they receive from the father. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the brackets on Reish Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. D'hoil shemekablim al kaponim pras me'avien. Because since you do have this unifying factor that they do all eat the pras that they receive from their father, ha'av mechabran, the fact that they're receiving it from the father, that joins them, umitzarfan, it combines them, li'yos ki'ish echad, so that we look at them in the context of Reuven Chatzeres as being one group. V'chein, and similarly, if there are other groups living in the Chatzer, but kishenosnu b'nei Chatzer eruvan etzel echad me'achin, but if the eruv is being placed by one of the five brothers, arinan, then we say, let's say the five brothers are Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Dan, right? And they put the Eruv HaTzeros in Reuven's house. Reuven certainly doesn't have to make a contribution to the Eruv, because he's mamish the bias shemanichim by ha'eruv, right? Gam sha'ar echav nami peturin. The other brothers, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Dan, are also potter for making contributions to the Eruv, because to that extent, we will look at them all as being one bias, and we'll consider them all to be the bias, Shemeniche bias Eruv, Umitam Hanal. Aizkot Mem Zayin, Be'echon Mibotim, Eilu Ritzayin, Elomar, Oyeitzal Av, Oyeitzal Achin. This is true, that we're going to look at all of them as being the bayis shemenicha by ha'erev, whether the erev is being put in the house of one of the five brothers, or the erev is being put in the house of the father who lives together with them in the same chotzer. Okay, now we move along to Sivav, and Rabbi Isai, it gets, the rest of today's shir gets easier. We've accomplished the hard part of today's shir. Really, in a funny way, a lot of the rest of today's shir is going to be repetitions of what, of halachas that we learned earlier. They're just a little bit different scenarios. Says the Mechaber Tzifav, Mishayesh lechamisha noshim. Let's say somebody has five wives. Let's remember, before the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, it was mutter midaraisa for a man to have more than one wife. Indeed, in Sephardi communities where they don't have the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, really, they don't even have a Cherem. Interestingly enough, that's why the Ksuba by a Sephardi is a different Ksuba than the Ksuba by an Ashkenazi. The Sephardi Ksuba has a line in it where the chassid commits that he's not going to take another wife. There are different lashonas. Some of the ksubas say that the chassid is going to make a commitment that he's not going to marry another wife unless he has reshus from Bezdin. In some ksubas, it says that he has to have reshus from the Bezdin HaGadol Shebi Yerushalayim in the Lishkas HaGozes. But this is all because they don't have the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. That was an Ashkenazi Cherem, not a Sephardi Cherem. But that's why the Mechaber is addressing a case here of somebody who has more than one wife. If somebody has five wives, or the Chamisha Avadim, or he has five servants. Now, these Avadim don't have to be Avadim Kinanim. They don't have to be an Eved Ivri. These could even be Misharsim. These could even be laborers, employees that work for him. But the point over here is, says the Mechaber Vayter, Mikabli Mimenu Pras. These five wives, or the five workers, the five employees, they eat off of the Balabais' table. The Balabais gives them their support. The Chol Echad Oichel Bevesoi. So let's say Reuven lives in a chotzer. Reuven has five wives, and he's a rich fellow. So he bought five houses for his five wives in the chotzer. He has one house in the chotzer, and then his five wives all have five independent houses. But he gives them their support. He either supports them financially, or he actually sends them their food. So let's say they're all eating in their own house, or they're five employees, and they each have their own home, but they're all eating the food that the employer sends them, or they're eating off of the money that he sends them. The chain, similarly, another case, Talmud, you have a yeshiva bacher, or a kol younger man, hamakabel pras merabbi, who receives his support from the rish yeshiva, v'aychel b'vesai, and again, he eats in his house. Einam oisrim ze al ze, they don't aser on each other, im einimahim diurin b'chatzer, ayim ha'erev ba'etzlam. Again, gray area, the same gray area that we learned about in the previous if. We have again here a case where somebody is not eating his own food. He's not eating in the home of the person who's supporting him. He's eating in his own home, but he's eating off of the pras that he receives or she receives. Either it's wives eating the pras that they receive from their husband, or it's employees that are eating the pras that they receive from their employer, or it's a kol yungaman who's eating off of the pras that he receives from his Rosh Yeshiva. But again, it's this halachic gray area. Do we give value to that unifying factor? Do we say that since they're receiving a pras from somebody, they're tied to the one that they're getting the pras from, and they're one unit with that one? Or do we say no, they're considered independent? Says the Mechaber, it's the same rule as we had in the previous if. It's going to depend. If there are no other diurin in the chatzar, so let's say you have Reuven is in house number one, and his five wives are in house number 2 through 6. So, okay, if there's nobody else in the chatzar, right, so there are no other separate entities, then we're going to give value to the unifying factor of the pras, and we're going to say there's no need for an Eruv Echatzeros. Or another case, you have Reuven living in house number one, you have Reuven's five wives in houses 2 through 6, then you have other people living in houses 7 through 12. Well, in that case, it's going to depend on where they put the Eruv. If they put the Eruv in one of the units from 7 to 12, well, then the five wives are going to have to make five independent contributions to the Eruv. Why? Well, once there's an established need for an Eruv Echatzeros, once we're establishing that we're looking at the people living in this chatzar as separate entities, we're going to devalue. We're not going to pay attention to the fact that there's a unifying factor of a pras, and we're going to look at Reuven and his five wives as being independent. But if they put the Eruv by Reuven or by one of his five wives, we're going to look at all of them as being the Bayesha Menicha Bayesha Eruv, and then they will all be exempt from making contributions to the Eruv. So again, this sif really is a repetition of the previous sif. Says the Mishnah Berurah Nos Katan Vav, Chamisha Nashim, Dehem Nami Nimshach Makar Baleihen Va'adayneihen, the five wives who receive a pras from their husband, or the five laborers who receive a pras from their employer, that is something, Dehem Nami Nimshachin. It's something that can serve as a unifying factor. Oizkam Memtes, the Bechari used the term avodim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, doesn't have to be avodim in the classical sense. V'huadin Misharsim, it could be laborers or employees. Im ein, if there are no other diurim in the chatzar, is kot nun, ukamai eitzalachin b'sifei. This is really the same halacha as we had in Sifei, by the five brothers. V'dafka, but there is a point over here. There's of course a reason why the Mechaber gave us Sivav, and the Mishnah Berurah points out that reason now. V'dafka b'chol elu mayil pras, because the Mechaber is telling us that this whole concept of a pras serving as a unifying factor is only when the people who are receiving the pras have an organic connection with the one who's giving out the pras. In these cases, there's an organic reason why they should be tied to the one who's doling out the pras. Their wives and a husband. Their avadim and an adoin. They're employees and an employer. They're a Talmud and a Rosh Yeshiva. But if Reuven and Shimon have absolutely nothing to do with each other, but for some reason Reuven decided that he's going to support Shimon, there's no organic connection between Reuven and Shimon. In that case, then we're not going to value the pras. So the pras in a vacuum cannot serve as a unifying factor. The pras could serve as a unifying factor if there's an organic connection between the parties. Moving along to Siv Zayin, says the Mechaber. And this again is again going to be really a repeat of something that we learned earlier. This is going to bring us back to Siv Gimel, when we spoke about the five chaburis that live in a traklin. Says the Mechaber, and you're going to recognize this halacha right away, at least I hope you will. Says the Mechaber, Asara Batim Zelif Nimizeh. You have 10 apartments, but the 10 apartments are set up railroad style. One is behind the other. And therefore, V'kulam Ivri Mizeh Lazeh, they all have to walk through each other. V'yaitzim Derech Achitza in Lechatzer. So again, you have some kind of an apartment building. There's a front door to the apartment building. When you open up the front door, you walk into apartment number one. In order to get to apartment number two, you have to walk through apartment number one. In order to get to apartment number 3, you've got to walk through apartment number 1 and number 2. And so on and so forth. Just like the 5 living spaces in the Trachlin. What's the halach in such a case? We already know what the halach is. Says the Makar b'shnayim apnimiyim levad. It's only the inside 2. In this case, where we're talking about 10 apartments. It's apartment number 10 and apartment number 9. They tzrichim litein ba'eriv. They're considered to be distinct diurin in the chatzar. They have to contribute to the chatzar's eruve chatzeros. Sharp turim, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 are potter. Why they're potter? We know why. We learned it in Siv Gimel. Shakashuvim kulam kibei shar, because they all have the din of a beis shar. Right? Unit number 1 is a walkthrough. Everybody has to walk through unit number 1 to get to their apartments. Unit number 2 is also a walkthrough. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 all have to walk through unit number 3 to get to their apartments, and so on and so forth. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, they are all a beishar. They're all walkthroughs. Since they're walkthroughs, they can't be a dira. They're not a dira. They don't have to give to the river chatzeres. 9 and 10 are not a beishar. Well, 10 is obviously not a beishar because there's nobody behind 10. 9 is also not a beishar, even though you got to go through 9 to get to 10, because it's a beishar liyachid. And we've established that a beishar liyachid is not a beishar. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll see a very important ice cotton in the Shar HaTzion. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ice cotton nun aleph. Srichim litain ba'erev, the innermost 2 units have to make contributions to the Erev. Shehem levadam taris bayis aleim, because it's only the innermost 2 units that are considered to be batim, that are considered to be bona fide diurim. Va'isra l'taltal b'chotzer, and they would aser on the other b'nei ha'chotzer. V'chein l'taltal mizel azeh. Also, they wouldn't be allowed to carry from one to the other. V'chein mehem l'batim shelefneim. Right? You wouldn't be allowed to transfer from 10 to 9 or from 10 to 3. V'avagav da'asheni hevi beishar l'apnimish over derech alav. Number 9 is also a beishar, because you got to walk through it to get to 10. Lo'im espatel b'taris bayis al yidei zeh. Number 9 is still a bayis. It doesn't become a beishar. Kevin de'hevi rak beishar l'yochid, since he's only a beishar l'yochid. Now we're going to look at Charetzion Ois Kotten Chavhei. This is something that I mentioned earlier in Sif Gimel. I told you when we learned Sif Gimel that there was a little bit of a stira between Sif Gimel and Sif Aleph. I explained the answer to the stira based on this Charetzion. Says the Chavetz Chaim in Charetzion Ois Kotten Chavhei. Va'af agav de'kasavdu le'el b'reish ha'simin in Mishtabura Sif Kotten Aleph le'inyin chotzer de'beishar de'yochid gamken b'klal be'sharu. Even though we learned earlier in the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotten Aleph, not in Sif Kotten Gimel, in Sif Kotten Aleph, we learned in the Mishnah Berurah that when it comes to a chotzer, let's say you have a chotzer that only has 1 house in it, and the chotzer has a beishar, and somebody lives in the beishar, do we look at this as a chotzer that has 2 diurin because it's only a beishar liyachid? No, we don't. So in the case of a chotzer, even if there's only 1 home in the chotzer, we look at the beishar as having the din of a beishar. So what's the difference? That's a beishar diyachid. This is a beishar diyachid. Over here, the Chavetz Chaim explains the difference. Ha'asam dehu beishar dechotzer deloy avid ledira. You see, the beishar of a chotzer has 2 strikes against it. One is that the gatehouse of a chotzer, the beishar of a chotzer, is intrinsically not a dira. That's strike number 1. Right? You go into one of these housing complexes and it has a gatehouse at the driveway going in. Nobody looks at that as being a house. So a beishar is intrinsically not a chotzer. That's strike number 1. Strike number 2 is that it is a beishar that's serving somebody. There is a house in the chotzer, and the people who live in that house have to traipse through the beishar. So it has 2 strikes against it. It's inherently not a dira because it's a beishar, and it also is serving as a beishar, which means that somebody has to walk through it. And that also takes away from its status, of its ability to be viewed as a dira. But aval hacha, but over here where we're talking about living space number 9 and living space number 10, avid lidira. Over here, unit number 9 doesn't have the intrinsic problem that it's not a dira. Intrinsically, unit number 9 is an apartment. It's a bona fide apartment. So it is made ladira. A beishar is not made ladira. Unit number 9 is made ladira. Right? So the only strike that it has against it is that there's a yachid. Unit number 10 has to walk through it. In that case, a beis shar of a yochid is not going to be considered a beis shar. Okay, says the Mishnah Brura Viter. Ois katan nun beis. Shachashuvim kulam. The Mechaber said that units 1 through 8 don't have to make contributions to the Ruvei Chatzeres because they're all considered to be Beishar. Shechashuvim kulam, says the Mishnah Berurah, shekolechad mehem hu Beishar l'chol apnimiyim mimenu. Each unit, 1 through 8, is a Beishar for the units that are behind them. Ve'en achashuv dira, kevet sherabim ayvra balav. They can't be considered a dira because people have to walk through them. Ulefizeh, according to this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us an interesting halacha, which is a little bit counterintuitive. Ulefizeh, bebayin sheyesh b'saychai shnei chadorim. Let's say you have a regular house. The house, of course, has a front door. Inside the house, there are 2 bedrooms. The Balabayas realizes that he has 2 extra bedrooms. So he rents out the 2 bedrooms to boarders. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah, lefi zeh, bebayit sheyesh b'saychai shnei chadorim umuskarim l'shnei b'nei adam. Let's say the owner of the house rented out extra bedroom number 1 to Reuven and extra bedroom number 2 to Shimon. And of course, in the rest of the house, that's where the balabayis, that's where the homeowner lives. But the ivrim derech olav. How does Reuven get out the front door? He has to walk through the balabayis' house. How does Shimon get to the front door? He has to walk through the balabayis' house. So guess what? The homeowner of the house is a beishar, because he's got 2 people, Reuven and Shimon, who have their own independent rented living quarters, walking through his house. So he's a beishar. It comes out that Reuven and Shimon, the boarders who rented the house, they have to make independent contributions to the Reuven Chatzeres because they're diurin. But the homeowner doesn't have to make a contribution to the Reuven Chatzeres. Why? Because he's actually a beishar to the 2 boarders. A little bit counterintuitive. Okay, let's move along. Sifches. 2 lines off the bottom, says the Mechaber. Hamisareach b'chotzer. Somebody who's a guest in a chotzer. A transient resident of a chotzer. Afilo nisareach b'bayis b'fnei atzmai. Even if he's in a independent home in the chotzer. So again, you have your chotzer with 21 units. There's a guest home. There's a home that's available for rent. There's a home that's available for people who have to come for a Shabbos. Or maybe it's available for long stay people. It's an Airbnb. People can stay over there for 2 weeks. They can stay there for 3 weeks. But the people who live there are kind of guests in the chotzer. They're not permanent diurin in the chotzer. Hamisarech b'chotzer. Somebody who is a transient guest, so to speak, in the chotzer. Afilin isarech b'bayis b'fnei atzmai. Even if he's being a guest in a completely independent house. Says the Mechaber, im loin isarech derech kva, if he's not there in a permanent fashion, ela l'shloishim yoyim ha'pachas, what makes it temporary? He's there for 30 days or less. Einai oiser al b'nei ha'chotzer, he's not going to aser. He's not considered a bona fide resident of the chotzer. And therefore, v'hu v'heim, mutarim, bein b'beisoi, bein b'beisam, everybody is mutter to transfer back and forth between the homes. They could transfer to and from their own homes. So again, if you have this chotzer that has 21 units in it, and unit number 21 is somebody who's temporary in the chotzer, he's not going to answer on anybody. So the 20 units of the permanent residence, they could transfer freely back and forth to each other. They could also transfer between their units and 21. 21 could transfer from his unit to the other units. Says the Mishnah Berurah cutting them gimel. I'm a sarech b'chotzer. Afilu hayahadira b'schiras. This is true. Even if the transient guest in the chotzer is actually renting out the home, so it kind of feels. Like a bona fide resident. He's renting. I'm cutting them dalid. Even if it's a bavayis b'fnei atzmai, he has his own fully independent home. She'oichel v'yoshed sham. He eats there. He sleeps there. V'nakat b'fnei atzmai. The reason the Mechaber uses this interesting lashon b'fnei atzmai. De'im hayu b'yachid in balabayis. If there's a balabais in the home, and he's living together with the balabais in the home, and he's eating at the balabais' table, then afilu b'kfar enu oisa kishalo irev. Then even if he's there permanently, he wouldn't aser on the b'nei akotzer, because he would be part of the balabais' household. If this person is going to be there for more than 30 days, even if he's not renting, he's just borrowing this home, but he's there for more than 30 days, now he becomes a permanent resident. He's no longer considered a guest. The oiser, and he's going to aser on the other bnei achotzer. You might wonder, what if this person's plans are to be in this home for 45 days? Does he already aser on day 12? Or he doesn't aser until day 30? No, if his plans are to be there for 45 days, he's already going to aser on day 1. Taz writes, to be Yosef Yishloishim to Asrinan. This that we say, if he's there for more than 30 days, he asks on the other bnei achotzer, dafka b'misarech b'makom she'ein kohol. That's only true if he's becoming a guest in a chotzer that's not a kehillah. What does the Mishnah Berurah mean? What does the Taz mean? Taz means like this. Remember a halacha that we learned earlier. You have a chotzer. On Erev Pesach, the Gabbai and the Rav get together and they make it a Ruvi Chatzeros. What are one of the things that they have to have in mind when they make the Eruv Chatzeros? We learned then that they have to have in mind that they're being, that the Rav, when he's Makabel, when he accepts the pas of the Eruv, he's being Mezake in the pas of the Eruv, not only on behalf of the present time residents of the Chatzer, he's also being Makabel it on behalf of anybody who's going to move into the Chatzer in the future. Now, in that case, if somebody comes in, let's say they made the Eruv Chatzeres on Erev Pesach, and then somebody comes to the Chatzer as a guest, Shavuos time, and he stays there for 45 days, he's not going to aser on the other Bnei Chatzer, because he was included in the Eruv Chatzeres. That's why the Taz is pointing out, this halakha is only germane if you don't have a kehillah set up where somebody made a proper Eruv Chatzeres on Erev Pesach. Then we don't have to worry about this guest who's there for 45 days. Because even without the Gabbai and the Rav speaking out that the Erev is going to be for anybody who moves into the Chatzar in the future, that's a halachic assumption. In a Chatzar, where you know that there's a marketplace, where you always have these transient people. If you know that in your chotzer, it's very common that people will come and be guests in the chotzer for 30 days or more, then that's something that should be spoken out clearly, that the Erev is going to cover those people. Says the Mishpreis Katan Vav, Enei Oiser, this guest who's going to be there for 30 days or less, doesn't aser on the other Bnei Achotzer. Yesh Oimim, Shafil Raga Lava, Yisham Kama Pa'amim L'Sareach. There are those that say that this is true, even if there's somebody who comes 5 times a year, or 10 times a year. 10 times a year, he comes for 25 days. So he's if it's 10 times for 25 days, right? He's there for most of the year, but each time he's there for less than 30 days. So there are those that say that even in such a case, since Lamaisa every time he comes he's there for less than 30 days, he doesn't aser on the Bnei Achotzer. On the other hand, the Yesh Mi Shemachmer Bazeh. There are those that are more Machmer. Ukamayil Inyan Akol B'Simchin Peidal Sefalof Ayin Sham. That's the halacha that we learned earlier. Okay, we're going to stop over here. We'll continue with the Ramah on Reish Lamed Zayin Amud Beis next time. Thank you so much for joining me for Limud HaTorah. It's close to Limud HaTorah. Should be banging against Klal Yisrael. The Rabbanu Shem should send Yeshua's Refuahs Parnasa Shaduchim Tolos Zinid. We should be zoichet to see the B'yas Kol Tzedek B'Meir V'Yameinu Amen. Be well.